But the thing is, you know, people have to be very careful what they say. Press, reporters, the Leveson inquiry's going on. We've got all this stuff with the Hatgate inquiry, sensationalism, demonising people and reporting wrong facts. One thing I'll say, the man from the IPCC said tonight that if any newspapers report wrong information about what happened in Catford, they're going to have a, you know, they're going to be reported to the press complaints people and dealt with. So I just wanted to really get my point across that there's no need to have a riot because this man's been shot. You know, let's get the facts first. And the police have acted really quickly. They've let us know what they're doing. They gave us the facts. They can't give us all the facts because it might compromise their, you know, position. But at least I think that it's a little bit clearer. And us members of the community that did attend, and a lot of the community leaders, I'm not a community leader, but I'm a strong community person. I believe in community. You know, we can then now spread out this information and say, this is what happened, you know, and that night. Well, there will be another public meeting and I'll let you know about it. So maybe you want to come along if you live in this area and come and hear what they're doing and all the rest of it. We don't know if he was mentally ill. We don't know why he was trying to break into a car. Or we don't know, you know, we don't know any of these things. So let's not just report anything you like. Let's not just say he was shot four times. You don't know if he's shot four times. No reporter could go on telly now or on the radio and say that that man was shot four times. They don't know how many times he was shot. It's not been put out there yet. So really my thing is just, can we all just stay calm? Agitators, stay away, because we don't want you down here. There was a lot of people. There were other people like me in the community who don't want it. We don't want any trouble. Just stay away. We don't need you. We're fine. And, you know, let's do it properly. If he was shot unfairly, then let the police deal with them and let the IPCC deal with them and let's get a court case and do it properly. But let's not just all jump on this bandwagon of, oh, another shooting, another riot. The BBC actually spoke about the shooting yesterday and then switched to pictures of rioting. Really irresponsible. If you're not going to come into our area and report fairly, then don't come in at all. That's my little thing. But I just want to thank Superintendent Jeremy Burton, Chief Superintendent Jeremy Burton of Lewisham, and Commander Mark Chisty, who came from Scotland Yard, and all the other officers in the area. I mean, there's quite a heavy police presence at the moment. They have had information of agitators trying to stir up trouble. They're on it. So, you know, just forget it. It's got nothing to do with you. It's nothing to do with the colour of his skin. It was nothing to do with anything. This guy was doing what he was doing, and that's the end result of it. But let's wait until the proper information comes out, and then we can all start jumping up and down. So this is Dolores from Catford on the borders of Forest Hill reporting. Thank you.